1 hour to be together here. You know, as the, well, it seems like spring flying by, May the 12th already, getting ready for the summertime. I talked to my mother tonight down in Nashville, and all the flooding, four feet. I couldn't believe everything that I've been hearing. And so, Nashville, you have our sympathies and prayers. Want to say welcome to everyone coming in tonight. Love to talk with you this way, live all over the United States and other parts of the world. Now, for those that do download the archives later on, we do appreciate it and want you to know that you're in our prayers too. We believe this is a one-hour providential interaction, and we trust that, well, if you're here, that the subjects are of interest to you, and that ultimately an indestructible and absolutely irrevocable hope can be conveyed for both right now and, of course, for eternity. So let's take a look at this this week. We're doing the series dealing with the seduction of popular culture. The seduction of popular culture and information from Hell's Kitchen. Now, that's going to be an interesting thing as we talk about I Spy, well, magazine spies and synthetic telepathy tonight, in the context of what's happening in these last days. And I think that it really does have a lot to do with it. So we're going to deal with the subject tonight. As I looked again at I Spy magazine, Monday night we dealt with U.S. News and World Report and their declaration of the secrets of Christianity. Really what they mean is that Christianity has covered up all the real documents and real origins. And the real documents, the real origins are the Gnostics and all the other writings that literally, well, they back the New Age movement, globalism, because they deny the deity of Christ, the power of God's salvation, and so many other things. Yet we've unveiled again the absolute uncontested nature. I mean, as far as the New Testament alone and the manuscripts, the archaeology, the history, the manner of writing and transmission surpass anything, by the thousands of manuscript backup. So we have not only infallible, accurate, and assured, but living words of God. That's why a few billion people around the world have engaged, and the word of God has spoken to them. So even though I got an email from one individual, I'm appreciating that this individual is listening, but they wanted me to go to a different evidence about answered prayer. But that evidence involves the concept of God as energy and prayers as nothing more than a projection, almost like psychotronics. So I can't do that, because in prayer you're addressing God. In the answer to prayer, there is a, well, the physics of God, it's a miracle to us. We don't understand how it's done. But truly, it's the ability of God. Now I want to give everybody a verse, and to my new friend that emailed me, take a look at least at Ephesians chapter 3. There's a Greek word there, huperekperiosu. Now unto him who's able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. So if you understand the nature of prayer, the relationship, living God, the privilege, the open door, the possibilities, and the power, the dynamite of God that is involved in this very process. So I think that instead of negating and saying, listen, there's a source to these powerful answers. And he mentioned about how military soldiers and certain things occurred and as they crowded in prayer. Please do not forget all the soldiers, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of us here in America still pray. And so the prayers that are going up for God's, and I have friends that are there that been there for years, both in Iraq and Afghanistan, and listen, the prayers that have gone up, we know God's answered in powerful ways. Family members and others that have prayed, those who believe in the privilege, the power, and the fierce abilities of real prayer in the living presence of God. Now, we're talking about infinite presence worldwide, so God has no trouble not only hearing us here, but answering thousands of miles away and in different time zones. God has the ability to do that. Now, that's the great thing, again, about knowing God and being involved. Listen, I've got to tell you tonight, and before we get into the body of the message dealing with the Surveillance Society, I Spy magazine, InfoGuard, the concept of being watched, and then leading that into the concepts of mind control, the creation of internal spies, which is probably the least talked about, well, in Surveillance Magazine, in I Spy Magazine, in even when it comes to synthetic telepathy, Richard Allen Miller and others that have been working on this. And we're probably 20 years behind. The information we're going to give tonight is probably way behind the actual developments. That's usually how it is. But it's not behind what God sees, and it's not behind what God gives warning over concerning the satanic acquisition of weaponry in the area of planetary defense weapons, soul and mind and life control type technologies. That's why you're going to see the massive information rising and the incredible. And again, here's where, again, I don't think any scientist understands the voice to skull that comes from Hell's Kitchen. And this was titled this week, the entire topic for four nights was The Seduction of Popular Culture, Info from Hell's Kitchen. You got to understand there's real, a global grid of, well, it's kind of a counterfeit to the omniscience of God, the omnipresence of God, this hall of records and the idea of the development. What does this unseen dark side need to put onto the ground in order to get not only to the temple in Jerusalem, control of the world, but eventually to Armageddon with the weapon systems that can be aimed into the skies? Well, there's a lot of things that are going to have to be done, and it's all in development, and it involves what we're talking about tonight. The idea of spies goes way beyond just spy versus spy, Russian spies, American spies, etc. We will get into that in the body of the message tonight, but I've got to touch on, others have emailed me about the China attacks. And so I'm looking to my right here, and I'm seeing another. Seven children killed at a China school in latest attack. And as I read this, I'm pretty fascinated, you know, that there's some kind of, they're calling it a copycat, you know, crime. Now we're dealing with individuals that are going out, taking a claw hammer, knife, whatever it might be in each case, and hacking away at children. And literally slaughtering children. This goes, let's take away mind control, let's take away programming, let's take away all that junk. Let's take away all of that and look at what can happen in the heart of fallen mankind. Now the Bible does, and Jesus Christ said it, Satan is a murderer. There's no doubt that he inspires war in the great millennium when Christ, the Prince of Peace, returns. A 1,000-year reign, and there's no war ever in a 1,000-year. That's never been true in human history, fallen human history, that is. So I want to say that beyond what the psychologists are saying, and what they're literally saying there in China is that, individuals, they're looking at it as a social crime of individuals that are very angry. They're calling it a social, psychological, infectious disease. Let's say it again. Social, psychological, infectious disease. Listen, on one side of the scale, it is about the bitterness, the anger, the ability for a human being to to kill. Jesus said, out of the heart, cardia, the center, the seat of your being, your will, your emotions, your mind, out of the heart come these murderers, this murder, this kind of, you know, the heart, the construct of a human being. Because of the sin code inside of us and Satan's ability to operate, well, let me tell you something that I believe that not only do we at times as human beings go down that dark road, and we can kill, we can destroy individuals, we can slaughter individuals. I mean, what we're talking about here is horrific. It's comparable to satanic ritual abuse, which is so methodical and precise in its torture and destruction of a human being. So, well, a man 48 years old running into a grade school with a claw hammer hacking away at kids. I mean, it's insane. But the insanity is that it didn't just occur once or twice, but we're looking at it now multiple times. And we're listening to the psychologists calling it a social psychological infectious disease, and that there are now copycat killers. Well, I think it's way beyond that. Let me mention something, okay? As we get closer and closer, listen, disintegration of culture, seduction of popular culture, it all includes individuals being squeezed out in life. It all includes the anger that can become bitterness, that can become rage, that can go uncontrollable. And the Word of God, well, it tells us in Ephesians chapter 4 not to give the devil a foothold, because there can be a supernatural impulse, a push. And look what's happening in Greece right now. We're finding out that, again, because in society, the socialism did not work, and Greece has collapsed financially. Look at one small country and what's occurring in the riots. The idea of riots, out on the street battles, citizen against citizen, native countrymen against native countrymen, and a lot of the pent-up rage and anger can only go so far. And that's what we're seeing a lot in, you know, the United States, other parts of the world. And that's what they're saying concerning this in China, where there is a big, vast difference between those who are making it and those who are not. You know, I don't understand. There are people that obviously they're massively more able and wealthy than I am. But it's not a matter of coveting and wanting or being angry that they have something that I do not. But nevertheless, in the sin operating nature of fallen mankind, it can turn into sinister bitterness and anger, and human beings kill each other. And human beings, a 48-year-old man kills 6 children with a claw hammer. That is an outrage, but also, again, the evidence of the fallenness and the uncontrollable nature. We're living in a fallen, broken world. It's not the way that it was meant to be. Not only is the soul sorrow here, but the soul sorrow can build. And I believe it's building worldwide. And I believe there's a presence behind that that is bringing aggravation to it, of course. That's why I want to bring in again. And you go take a look yourself. And listen, even if you don't like studying the Bible for some reason, you need to look at a book that's alive, number one, that tells you of accurate, irrevocable, historic and events that will occur, actually occur in history. And one of those is in Revelation 6, the four horsemen, the second one, the red horse, Greek word pyros, this fiery red horse. You'll notice that each one is a burst, as if like this guy that, you know, there's the kids, kindergartners playing and doing their little crafts and all that they do as a kindergartner, playing with their buddies and friends and listening to the teacher. A man breaks in with a claw hammer and begins to go wild. Like V-Tech, a young man that was said never to have had a gun, didn't know how to use a gun, but yet he goes crazy and he kills over 30 others before, well, in his case, he blows off his face. So many of these things, they kill themselves. Even the man here in China, what does he do afterwards? He kills himself. Can you imagine? Can you imagine this? I mean, after killing everybody else, he kills himself. I'm going to tell you what, Judas betrayed Christ unto death, a horrific beatings and bloodshed and torture and the painful death on a cross. And then he went out and hung himself. And I guarantee you that it not only involved his rejection of God's grace in Christ, he had a sealed heart against Christ that left his life wide open to the greedy sin, maybe bitterness, I don't know, but Satan was able to, as the Bible says, enter his life. Now, I know that there's criminologists and psychologists that do not want to factor in the demonic side, even the psychologists, historians, and criminologists and others that, you know, look at serial killers and rapists, and even Hitler and the Nazis goes beyond human calculation to a supernatural presence and power. And the red horse in the book of Revelation, the bursting out and the description that this is a global issue too now, that with the arrival of this, now listen, the four horsemen, you know what prophetic revelation like that is? It is communication in pictorial form. It is a message in pictorial form. It gives mighty descriptive, an emotion even to the, we can say simply that all hell breaks loose. Literally, that's what the red horse is all about. It's as if all hell breaks loose because there is an ability with the arrival or the bursting out. Again, this is, this doesn't happen over a year's period. This all of a sudden occurs. And it is a shock to the global system that peace is taken from the earth and mankind, human beings, are caused something in the air, something in the bitterness and the anger in not just one individual, but in the tribe. In the masses, something of the anger and the bitterness and the rage and the fears and the loneliness and everything else. All of a sudden, there is something that causes humanity. And if you check out, again, biblical revelation and even a little bit of the Greek on this, you're going to find out it's beyond just war. It deals with civil insurrection and individuals butchering one another. Just like this, butchering one another. That's what that man did in China. He went in and he butchered children. And so when you see things like that occur and VTech occur and 9/11 occur, please understand something. You have to realize that what occurs in some places, the Bible predicts will occur on a global scale at one point. Let's take a look at some of the things that we're going to be giving away Friday on the website. Listen, if you're brand new to this voice, whether live right now, this is May the 12th, 2010, or in the archives later on, a year later, whatever else, we're just telling you that we are putting up on May the 14th on the website shatterthedarkness.net a study training course on apologetics. It's called Supernatural Apologetics, and it will be absolutely free. Also, the newsletter, the first issue for May, is out. You can get that on the shatterthedarkness.net website. So there's almost every day something new on the website, but primarily towards the end of the week. The newsletter's up. Look at the top right-hand side and click on there and get the newsletter. And a lot of good resources and information there. We've got an undergrounder writing to us, and we're responding to them. And, well, all of it's in the mix of a world where, listen, are you being spied on? Are you being watched? Now, this last weekend when I picked up the latest issue of, well, it's called The Covert World of Espionage, I Spy Magazine. Gosh, it costs about $6.50 for the magazine. Not bad compared to some of the others. But I've been reading this magazine, looking it over for years now. And interesting, in this edition, there's an individual, I believe his name is Michael Flynn. He is doing a study or kind of a, well, exposure. Oh, guess what? Mike Flynn, page 50 in the magazine, Mind Control Principles in the Intelligence Cycle. Let me just read to you a little bit here. It says, in his feature, Flynn looks at the way in which certain chemicals and drugs have been used to control a person's mind and how others can affect those making important decisions. So once again, this drops back to the MKUltra issue. And the only thing I can say about the MKUltra issue is that it's very old information. And the use of the drugs, the use of mind control technologies are way beyond the 50s, 60s, 70s, probably even the 80s. Because we're moving over to more information about synthetic telepathy. Now, by the way, tonight, if you want to email me during the show, it's sometimes easier to get to me. We are hundreds of emails, again, 700 and some behind, and we're trying to do 30 a day in response. We're not getting to everybody. We apologize, but it's physics. The time issue, I can't get to everyone, and it does bother me, and I do pray and ask God to minister to all those that are emailing in. I appreciate that. Very glad that some of you just let me know you're listening. Send a good word, send a prayer. And yes, please do always keep us in prayer. We're very busy. A lot of individuals that want direct personal help. A lot of other things that we do other than the live programs and the broadcast, podcasts, teachings, and conferences. We'd love to come to your area as we did in Michigan, Mansfield, and St. Louis and Nashville to be involved in conference and teaching. We'd love to come. So let us know if you're looking forward to something like that. They're going to be working on maybe another conference. I'm working on one that I would love to see in the area of Canton, Ohio. And we'll see if we can get that, in the process anyway. So keep us in your prayers. Listen. We got 25 after, 1 hour, and we're going to delve in now to the I Spy, the spies in the underworld of a covert world of espionage. And one of the reasons we need to discuss this is not only looking at the past. Germans had spies everywhere. The Americans had spies. The Japanese had spies. They had to do encrypted messages, and there's eyes only and top secret issues everywhere. This continues to build, and the Brits have a powerful spying, M16, M15, and the United States, and the CIA, and beyond that, the NSA and Echelon and whatever HARP is being used for. Then we have around the world, obviously, in America, there are Russian spies, Chinese spies, Iraqi spies, Al-Qaeda, across the board. Even years ago, there were agents from Israel itself spying. Each country really does, in this battlefield, is looking out for itself. In the United States right now, we also have this issue of the InfoGuard. The idea of the feds connecting, civilians into a project of training them on how to keep an eye out on their neighborhood, on their neighbors, workplaces, and so forth, and what to look for in the area of terrorism and so forth. And you know what? In a world where terrorism and all that's occurring, we're glad to have a lot of measures in place They were telling in the story concerning the China slaughter of those six children and the, I think it was the principal, that they've been putting up all kinds of cameras and security issues to try to keep this thing from happening to any more kids. But it didn't work. And when you ask the people that deal, and I watched Rudy Giuliani and others talk about this lately, you can't stop everything, but it's good that we do have things out there. God even ordains the state to have law enforcement to bear the sword on real, biblically defined evil. So we've got to have things in place to guard, yes, but it can go beyond that. You know, the Patriot Act, the listening to telephones. I mean, if all that's true concerning Echelon and concerning listening to particular phrases, if I mention the NSA, if I mention nuclear bombs, if I mention the CIA, all that is supposed to be picked up and be monitored and looked into, and who knows, really, who knows? We've had numerous indicators over the last year alone of not only interruptions to the radio broadcast, but we've had, well, I've had anyway, individuals that have written to us, and I've posted some of those on the newsletters, letting me know that every single broadcast and every single thing I say is monitored in detail. And that was pretty interesting to me. And see, I have nothing to hide. It's not a big secret that all of what I talk about has a central focus. Listen, whether we're talking about Fort Bragg or the men who stared goats, the psychic warfare unit, you know, whether we're talking about Greenbrier and the old place, which was supposed to be the hiding place, the vault for political leaders if nuclear war broke out, and some talk about satanic ritual abuse and mind control projects within there. We can talk about missile bases. We can talk about military police. We can talk about the Tarragon Guard. We can talk about InfoGuard. We can talk about the Catholic priests that are downloading particular messages from our websites right there, two doors down from the Vatican. We can talk about spies. We can talk about, you know, what's happening all around the world and mention all these things. And it breaks down to one simple, clear factor. The individual you're hearing right now confesses to you that God loves you, that God is after you, that God is pursuing you, that no matter where you work, even if you're a spy in the CIA, a Russian, we have people in Moscow now downloading the broadcasts off of Preemption Broadcast. In China, well, in up to 80 countries of the world. I have absolutely no idea when it comes to the end of this year, 2010, there'll probably be almost 2 million downloaded MP3s and archives in up to 80 countries of the world. I have no idea. I meet individuals. I get emails from individuals that have been affected, but it does involve those who are in military, those who are in the, and I would say even in beyond military's iSpy program, I believe that there is a supernatural grid around the earth. Prince of the power of the eros, the Greek word eros, the air, the immediate dense atmosphere, the spirit that is now operative, voice to skull, voice to heart, voice to mind, to with a focus on political and military leaders, by the way, with a driving force, with ramping up manifested real presence that's driving the world to the brink of insanity, to a unleashing of what seems like hell on earth. Call it hell on earth, a chaos and anarchy, a catastrophic release of civil insurrection and battle, the Black Awakening. But I believe that literally now billions feel this sense in the air. You can feel it in the air. It's coming. I believe that biblical prophecy says this is what's going to happen. because of man's sin, man's rejection of God, man's thrusting out, man's embrace of the ultimate lie, Satan in human skin, globalism, world control, that this will occur prior. And so behind the scenes is not just the CIA spies, DOD, the feds, and everybody else that's spying and doing everything to check everybody. And, you know, we have somebody here lately just checking our computers for people trying to tap in. And find the source. And the cameras. You can't hardly go down a street now in America that you don't see a camera on a light. Red, yellow, and green stoplight. They say that in New York City, Times Square, that there are so many cameras on every single angle, it's almost stupid to commit a crime because you're going to be seen. But again, those who don't care about their own lives and giving their own lives up to death and hell, it wouldn't matter to them if they're going to commit suicide like the Chinese man did, like the VTEC killer did, and like thousands upon thousands of programmed assassins that are being developed. So that's where I want to get to as we go through the past, looking at spies in World War II. You could look at this. I mean, the History Channel's got stuff. You got to always, you know, have discerning eyes in listening to the History Channel. By the way, I'm going to bring that up on Friday when we deal with the ancient aliens and Daniken. But you have to, you know, and I've got a set of series here on the CIA's history and, you know, a lot of stuff we read. But I have a friend that's in InfoGuard. I have people in, you know, so the question is, you can have friends that are trained by the feds now that literally are observant of you. People telling on people. And now I'm going to tell you something that the ultimately controlled surveillance society obviously is going to come into full force when the rise of Antichrist comes because, again, of the sense of absolute control. You think it's bad now? You think that you're seeing dangerous things now? But as I said, it all comes down to one simple thing. You know, if you sat at Goat Lab at Fort Bragg and you extended your mind and tried to explode the heart of a goat in the Psywar Project, if you helped build missile bases or if you're secret police or if you're an agent, the bottom line is you're a human being. You're the same boat that every human being is in. There's a sin nature inside. There's a death code. You can't get rid of it. Physically, you might have escaped death at many different times. But you can't escape the, well, you can call it a disease within. Your body's getting older. You're going to die. And when sin is there and death is there and hell is already there, what do you do? How do you escape all of that? And we got to ask ourselves sometimes, what are we fighting for? When it comes down to the lonely spy, and I have no doubt that in the providence of God, because I've seen God's hand work in such enormous ways over the years. I was reading David Morehouse's book, The Psychic Warrior, the day that it came out at Borders. I bought it and read it all in one day. That day, a friend of mine introduces me to a CIA, a field worker that I know to this very day and just was on the phone with not too long ago. Went to Roswell with this individual, and a lot of questions I've asked him. Matter of fact, some of the individuals that have been involved in real spying, I see their lives. You know, they live really outside the regular world system. They live with a secret. They live in a world of secrecy. I have another friend that was in upper-level intelligence in the Vietnam War. Had to sign papers. You see, leaving, you know, certain projects, you have to go through debriefing, hypnosis, shutting down of things inside maybe, signing contracts, fear of death. A lot of secrets out there all across the board. Matter of fact, I was looking at Spy Magazine, and there's a book in here I'm going to order on cyber spying. And that they're saying that the book itself is not offered to all countries. Cyber Commander's Handbook, because of the massive cyber wars and the thousands of daily attempts to hack in to American military and financial systems across the board. You know why? It's because there's evil out there, folks. There is real evil in hearts and lives, like a Chinese 48-year-old angry man that kills children and then kills himself. Is that the answer? But then again, we're dealing with what's coming, the roots of real radical evil. Jesus said that this entity is a murderer, that he's a liar, he's the father of lies. That's how Jesus describes. Now, I don't know where you are coming from in your background, whether or not you are a believer in Christ listening right now or to the archives later on. But I do know this, that we can all look out there and see that there is radical, crazy, and stupid evil that is just destructive. And when all hell breaks loose, it's going to seem like the world has gone mad, pieces taken from the earth, humanity is just literally out there butchering each other. And all for what? There's something even deeper than the CIA, M16, Russian, KGB, all the systems. And even for the chosen ones that listen now, even for you listening, monitoring below you, I look at some of the individuals I've dealt with out of the military mind control projects. Did you know that in all these individuals, they have sub-personalities? Excuse me. Created for one thing. You see, it's not so much even the synthetic telepathy issues and the monitoring or the sending and receiving of messages mind to mind. It's not just the cameras and the iSpy and the chips in the head and all that kind of stuff. One issue that has not been looked at that goes way beyond the InfoGuard and all the rest that's going on in society, satellites that read your license plates, things like that, is in the hundreds of thousands of victims of the mind control projects that inside the, and again, those who have dealt with this and worked with this now for years, and you can read 25 other books out there on the subject. We detail this in ours. But in the creation of a sub-personality, please remember in 1947, G.H. Estabrooks, hired by military, tells explicitly their ability to create sub-alter personalities and train them to be, well, to be spies, assassins, to do recon, to pour out disinformation. So in other words, the individual that's out there on the job, that's in an embassy somewhere, that's in an office somewhere, can have a sub-personality created that all they do is monitor and send information back to the handlers. We've watched this and observed this again and again and again and again with the goal to engage handlers, which we did a few times. Whether that's sub-personalities created on the inside that are trained to inform on the person or to inform on a targeted outside person. In other words, if you're SRA, DID, that you most likely have inside sub-personalities that are there to watch you and inform on your activities, telling the coven or the handlers or whatever else what you're doing to keep you controlled. It's all about control. It's like having an actual spy. But see, again, when they create the sub-personality and train the sub-personality to observe what the main person is doing and all the people they're interacting with and all the phone calls they're making and all the decisions they're doing, and the main person is to be amnesic, not even know that there is a sub-personality, that does at cued targeted times, 11 o'clock at night, whatever, make phone calls and give all the information or send information over the internet. There's so many that lose time or they realize 10 minutes went by and 10 minutes is all it takes. 5 minutes is all it takes. It's amazing to me to watch, and we had to learn the hard way years ago, as constantly every plan we made to give protection to a federal officer's wife who was a high, complex, highly trained, chosen one, with sub-personalities that were operating in ways we didn't even understand back then. Until we begin to do counter-surveillance and pray and seek God's guidance and observe and watch and catch and learn the MO, the methodology. And it is, unless you know anything, it's absolutely amazing that hundreds of thousands of intact SRADID, call them chosen ones, whatever you want to call them, that have been purposely, I mean, as an upfront person, they may not know, they may not realize why they joined a local church, why they got involved in law enforcement, why they're in the military, why they're in the government, why they're in to certain corporations. And all the while, they've been led to those places feeling that they made their own choice and the doors open. But it's really the operation of the handlers and subpersonalities. They've been placed. And their placement in military, government, law enforcement, corporations, in fields of technology, in churches, let me tell you clearly right now, beyond Muslim sleeper cells are literally thousands upon thousands of intact multiples. That is, an individual that has sub-personalities created, programmed, energized, trained, and they are intact. They, as an upfront person, don't even know. You might have somebody that you work with that you suspect something's wrong. Their eyes look strange. They take off at times. They get off work by special, there's special favors given to them. You get a weird feeling sometimes that they're observing. You see, the sub-personality can be co-conscious, can literally look out through the eyes and listen through the ears without the main core person knowing that it's happening. And they're looking and they're listening and they're gathering information. When they are an infiltrator, they're there to gather information. They'll even cause the main person to have ideas. They give sub-personality to core main person thoughts, questions, and ideas. And the main person may be, you know, not realizing why they're in the office, but a sub-personality is operative in scooping every bit of information they can. They're constantly asking a lot of questions to, again, obtain information. As we observed, then they gather the information, and at particular times, they will make their contact. That is, they will cause a switch. The main person goes blank, and the sub-personality can make a phone call, get on the computer, in whatever way, release the information. Then go back down. And the main person become aware, you know, that maybe a blip in time went by. They're not even, they're amnesic. They're not supposed to know. Now, a lot of those who were the victims by the hundreds of thousands in psych wards over the last 30 years, they realized something's going on. They realized they're missing time. They realized that all kinds of things are happening. They realized the concept of you know, a chip in the ear with tones that trigger, or communications that come over the phone. Some have talked about the concepts of synthetic telepathy. Now, this is the idea, and I'm going to just literally read off of one website. I'm just going to tell you, and I've been doing a little research for some time on Richard Allen Miller, and I know that when we did a series on the global mind, if you go to shatterthedarkness.net down below, you'll see where it talks about preemption, broadcast, podomatic. Click on there and scroll down, and you're going to find, I think it's about 6 one-hour messages on the concept of global mind. Well, somebody in California, Berkeley, the Riverside campus, connected to where this individual and the studies for synthetic telepathy would be going on, somebody downloaded thousands upon thousands upon thousands of copies of those messages I did. And I suspect that it has something to do with maybe Richard Allen Miller and the studies that are going on. Now, I'm just quoting, today, the ability to remotely transmit microwave voices inside a target's head is known inside the Pentagon as synthetic telepathy. According to Dr. Robert Becker, synthetic telepathy, quote, has applications in covert operations designed to drive a target crazy with voices or deliver undetected instructions to a programmed assassin. This is off a website. It's www.nwbotanicals.org that's connected, again, and written by Richard Allen Miller, who in first discussing this tells everybody that when he first brought out this concept and brought out a paper dealing with embryonic holography and synthetic telepathy, military intervened and it went top secret for almost 20 years. And very little is said about it right now. Very little is put out concerning it. And yet, in reading the information right off of Richard Allen Miller's PDF file on the issue, let me just quote, what got this paper classified top secret for almost 20 years was that it was critical for the use of Alan Frey's study and its possible application to mind control. Synthetic telepathy is the idea, again, even in the training of soldiers, and I believe DARPA has put $4 million or more into the project that I've read, and it's all about soldiers being able to, on the battlefield, send a thought to the other soldier. They don't need walkie-talkies, per se. They don't need any communication devices. They don't need those little things in their ear with a little microphone going around to their mouth. They just simply have been given the ability for synthetic, created ability, non-human enhancement, of course, telepathy, sending out your thoughts, invading another human being's mind. And the goal is, without them knowing that it's coming from the outside, but that they're thinking that it's their own thoughts. How do you know? See, in spiritual warfare, believers in Christ, one of the key issues to understanding your battle, your engagement with warfare in Ephesians chapter 6, that your struggle, your battle is not against flesh and blood, principalities, powers, the Greek word kosmokratos, forces, entities. So it tells us to put on the armor of God, the armor of God, which involves truth and righteousness and peace and readiness and the helmet of salvation, but also the shield of faith. Now take notice, because in the process of synthetic telepathy and in the process of psychotronics, there are now countermeasures being developed so that if you feel somebody is sending thoughts into your head to control you, to guide you, to what do you? How do you detect that, and what do you do to ward it off? What about remote viewing? Not only remote viewing, but remote influence, remote telepathy. And some of the old stuff out of the astral projection from the Luciferic. I mean, I know undergrounders that know what it is to astral project and go out and try to bring release a level of communication or of satanic warfare, blitzkrieg, lightning warfare. Listen, as believers in Christ, it's important that we understand to be on the cutting edge of the concepts of spiritual warfare, because spiritual warfare deals with the goal to manipulate you, control you, pull you off the center of God's will, and lead you into sin. That's why when God says, put on the full armor of God so you can manifest the supernatural presence and power of God, emanate it from your life by putting on the armor of God. And part of the armor of God's lifting up the shield of faith by which you extinguish. Listen now. By which you extinguish all the flaming arrows sent by the evil one. Notice there is a sender. In synthetic telepathy, that could easily, and I believe has been for some time now, being used by spies. Listen, there's a sender with an agenda. To a believer in Christ, the sender to these involuntary feelings, involuntary thoughts coming your way, trying to create doubt, trying to create discouragement, trying to steal your faith, trying to take the word of God away, trying to weaken your life as a believer. God just simply says, put up the shield of faith. You'll be able to absolutely extinguish, put out all these sent communications. You know who really is the master of, not just synthetic, but satanic telepathy? Is Satan able to send thoughts to minds? You better believe it. Are demons able to send thoughts to minds? You better believe it. And the goal would be without the individual knowing. So the technology for synthetic telepathy, I believe, has been breathed into the heads and the minds of unwitting scientists, researchers, military lab workers, and even individuals like Richard Allen Miller. You can take ayahuasca all you want, 2012ers. And let the spirits who are manipulating send thoughts. I mean, this is what Project Sophia is all about at the University of Arizona. And Dr. Schwartz and the non-human intelligences or entities that are communicating. Do remote viewers, researchers like that, Richard Allen Miller, does DARPA, does anybody there understand that behind all of the technology concepts and advancements in mind control or sending the thoughts and controlling others has origins and has been evolving? The other side is giving more information, not just to tantalize and allow weapons development individuals and DARPA individuals learn key secrets to the weaponization of the use of synthetic telepathy. I mean, listen, if you can send your thoughts to Ayatollah Khomeini and tell him to turn himself in, if you can remote view him. Now, see, this is where the problem comes in, to where we see this vast issue of the accuracy, because it comes from finite sources. When you discuss this issue, I'm saying that it's very, very clear to me from my experience and my research and my interaction and my work over these years, that those that are at the cutting edge of this kind of technology have no idea of who it is that's been sending the communications that are popping into their heads, giving them the ideas, progressively, little by little, so they can develop this stuff. Because it's what's needed in the future. What is going to be needed by the Antichrist in order to control the world? Spies? Can there be right now in America a million multiples, those out of the old projects and the newer ones, MK Ultra, Monarch, Phoenix, all the rest, with sub-personalities that are observing, that are spying in government, law enforcement, in churches, but there's a broader picture. The ultimate end, the lower you go, is the satanic agenda. That's why they're in hundreds of thousands of churches monitoring, because when all hell does break loose, when this chaos that is caused, developed and caused, bursts out, millions of Americans and Canadians and Europeans and Brits and others who would be resistant to the New World Order have been spied on, watched, recorded, and information has been sent. And when the trigger, when the call, when the bursting of taking peace from the earth occurs, the goal is to eliminate what is perceived as the resistors. A cleansing, old occult teaching tells us. A cleansing 2012ers are speaking about. This is deeper than military, deeper than governments. This is a war that has raged, and it's developing before your very eyes. As mankind continues to exchange the glory of God for finite images, as mankind continues to exchange the truth for lies, disintegration and destruction are always at the other end. Jesus Christ, who not only revealed truth and now speaks, and the Spirit of God seeks to, listen, truthfully inspire you without manipulation, controlling you. God speaks to lead you to Christ. And I pray that you know Jesus. Come to Christ. For believers, continue to grow. Get stronger and stronger. Don't forget to go to shatterthedarkness.net. Pick up the free stuff. We'll see you Friday night. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. God bless.